19. John 19. Hey, John, somebody's trying to get in. A lot of men back there. John 19, verse 28. I trust you've been blessed by the seven sayings from the cross. And remember, that on our website, people can download these messages. Alan's been faithful to get stuff up. So take them to the website. Tell them to download. And it's a good way to work with people who might be afraid to come to church, afraid what they're getting into. Send them to the website first. Say, here's what we hear. And pray that the Lord would work through those messages. John chapter 19, and we are still working on the seven cries from the cross, the seven great sayings that Jesus made while he was dying for our sins. We are getting very close now. We're on number six. And this is right before the end. And these last three sayings came rapidly, very rapidly, together at the end of the 6 hours. I thirst. It is finished. And Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. We're picking it up in John's account in John 19 and verse 28 for our reading. Our target passage is verse 30. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it on hyssop, put it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the spirit. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, help us as we look at and meditate on this most important of all the seven sayings. Guide and direct our thoughts today in Jesus' name. Amen. When John Cecil Rhodes lay dying, he said, so little done, so much to do. So little done, so much to do. Most of us, when we leave this world, will leave something undone. None of us will complete everything that we wanted to complete. All men but Jesus leave something undone. Some of you have Matthew Henry's commentary on the Bible. If you don't, you ought to buy it. It's a classic. But did you know he died before completing the Old Testament? He never got to the New Testament at all. Others who knew him and were of the same persuasion finished the New Testament from his notes and so forth. And that's not atypical, is it? The best of us leave things undone. I know, even if you're not an opera fan, you've probably heard Pavarotti sing Nessun Dorma, and very famous signature opera song that Pavarotti always sang. Well, he's gone, but that's the aria of the final act of Giacomo Puccini's opera. And Giacomo Puccini died before he finished the opera. The last two scenes were left unfinished and were completed by Franco Ifano. And the first time the opera was played in Italy, and everybody was there except Benito Mussolini, every important Italian was there, in April of 1926, the conductor chose not to perform Alfonso's portion of the score. He played Giacomo Puccini's part and stopped the orchestra and said, here the opera finishes, because at this point the maestro died. So So the part that's most famous now wasn't even played the first time the opera was performed. Musicians, statesmen, ministers, everyone leaves something undone. Everyone but Jesus. It was impossible that our Lord should leave this world having not accomplished what the Father had sent Him to do. You and I will die with books half read, projects half done, ministries unfinished, goals unattained, and others will have to finish what we started. Others will have to complete what we failed to achieve. But Jesus' work was finished, and He knew it. The night before He died, the night before the cross, in John 17, 4 and 5, in His prayer to the Heavenly Father, He said, I'll turn to it, John 17 and verse 4. His last evening on earth, as He was praying to His Heavenly Father, He said in verse 4, I have glorified You on the earth. I've finished the work which You gave Me to do. It's an amazing prayer, isn't it? I know that I won't be able to ever pray that. I can't look back over my life and say I've always done everything God wanted me to do, and I've never done something He didn't want me to do. But the Lord Jesus understood that on the next afternoon He would be dead. And here He makes this great statement in His prayer. Now, in verse 19, at 3 o'clock in the next afternoon, in chapter 19 and verse 30, this is not a prayer. This is a proclamation. And it's very important to read it that way and to see it that way. This is much different from the prayer the night before. The meaning is similar, but the tone is completely different. This is our Lord's final report to the Father that everything's been done. This is a pronouncement. This is a proclamation to all heaven and all earth. It is finished. Now Matthew and Mark and Luke also record the death of Jesus. And every one of them says, after He received the vinegar, He cried with a loud voice. But none of them tell us what He said. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you read their accounts, they say He received the vinegar, He cried with a loud voice, and then, Father, into Thy hands I commit My spirit. You see how it all harmonizes? In John's Gospel, He says, I thirst. He gets the vinegar, moistens His lips. He says, it's finished. Now, John doesn't tell us the tone in which he said it, but if you harmonize that with Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it was the loud voice. This was a proclamation. This was a shout of victory. This was not a moan of agony. This was not anything like that. It was a shout of victory. And so, and followed with, Father, into Thy hands I commit My spirit. Now, John was standing at the foot of the cross, and others heard the voice, but they didn't understand what he said. But John comprehended what he said, and he wrote it down. John alone records it. So our Lord moistened his lips that he might say it loudly and authoritatively. So it's a word of proclamation. Now, look up with me in verse 28 of chapter 19 of John. And our English translations obscure a connection that I want you to see. In verse 28, the King James says, knowing that all things were now accomplished. Accomplished. And the NIV translates it completed. The word in verse 28 is tetelestai. It's the same word in verse 30 translated, it's finished. In both verses, it's the exact same word and the exact same form of the word. And so, it's very important to connect verse 28 and 20 and verse 30. In verse 28, I would translate it, after this, knowing that all things were now finished. And Jesus knew it was finished, and then he said it was finished. You see, he knew it was finished, and then he proclaimed it to be finished. So verse 28, there's a realization by our Lord that all was done. And verse 30, there's a proclamation by our Lord that all was done. And the proclamation was based on the realization. Now, many, many times someone says it's finished and it's not finished. Any parent knows that. You ask your child, are you done? I'm done. And you look and the plate's half full, filled with food. They say they're done, but they're not done. Maybe that doesn't happen in your home, but I know some homes where that's happened. Sometimes the doctor says you're cancer-free. You don't have to worry about cancer anymore. But 3 years later, you get cancer again. He said it was over, but it wasn't over. Sometimes it's over when he says it's over. Sometimes it's not. President Bush got nailed by what some people call the drive-by media when on that aircraft carrier, he said major hostilities have ceased, right? As far as he was concerned, the major part of the war was over. Or at least that's how the media twisted what he said. But we know that it was different, and they took advantage of all of that. My wife and I went out to a pre-anniversary dinner in Parkersburg on Tuesday, and we went to a steakhouse. And I don't know why I order steak on my anniversary, because I've never got a good steak on any anniversary that I've ever gone out. I can order steak any other day, and I'm fine. But on my anniversary, it never, no matter where I go, it's never right. 28 years experience. And I'm a grill cook. I'm an old grill cook, so I remember, I know how to do steaks. So we went to the restaurant, and my wife ordered her steak medium, and I ordered.